adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, getting closer.
This way, Pancho Mano. The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, our exciting story, Waters of the Flood. It has long been axiomatic that a moment of vanity has led to the undoing of many a criminal. So it was when Park Sanders, gunman and killer of the Old West, swore to show the Cisco Kid who was the better man. As our story opens, Sanders and a henchman, Jenks Doolin, are riding up to a store in the town of Laurel.
Better wait till dark to shoot the old man down, Park. You're taking a chance in broad daylight like this.
Why?
There might be witnesses around.
That's the only reason I didn't gun him down before, Jenks, when he refused to sell me that ammunition.
He said it was the last box he had and that he wanted to keep it for himself.
Don't make any difference. I'll teach these bushwhackers around here that when Park Sanders wants a thing, he gets it. As for anybody being around now, most everybody in town takes a siesta at this time. Oh, there you are. The old man ain't alone in that store. I'll get whoever else is there.
Whatever you say, Park. Look at him. Asleep behind the counter.
Yeah. And he's going to stay asleep, too. Now, I'll take that box of ammunition.
Hey, Park. Across the street. That hombre come out of the blacksmith shop just in time to see you gun down the old man.
Yeah? Oh, that's George Willard. Lives out along the river. Come on, Jenks. We'll get him, too.
He's getting onto his horse.
I can get him from here.
Oh, no, you fool. You'll rouse the whole town.
Missed.
Get out.
Come on, Jenks. We'll ride him down. Put that boy. Hey,
come on, get him. Come on.
There, boy. Come on, get up. Get out. Come on, boy. Yeah, just made it in time. Them coyotes is gaining on us. Whoa, boy, whoa now.
Why, George Willard, your horse is all of a lather. What you been riding that away for?
Get down a rifle for me, Donna, quick. I'll bar this door.
What in the world?
Park Sanders and Jake Doolin. They gunned down old man Fitch.
What?
And I saw them do it. Here they come now. Give me that rifle.
All right.
Get it out.
You hit Donna?
No, but... What, those mavs?
Get down. Get down on the floor, quick. Less chance you're getting hit. They're riding back fast.
Again, Jake!
Come on, Thunder. I'll give them back some of that lead in the muzzle of his rifle. There. That'll teach them skunks not to get too close.
But what are they after you for, George?
I told you. I saw him gun down old man Fitch, the storekeeper. I'm a witness. My testimony could hang them both, and they know it.
Those. I'll take down that other rifle, George, and help you hold them off.
Wait a minute, Donna. He stopped over there on the bank of the river. They're talking things over.
Oh, let me see. One of them's going into the shed.
Yeah, I sure hope they don't find that dynamite in there.
Do they know you got any dynamite?
Jinx does. He used to work at river logging before he went bad. He knows I keep dynamite in that shed for log jams. There he comes out. By thunder, he's got some dynamite with him.
Take a shot at the varmint.
No, not unless he comes any nearer. They're riding upriver now, Donna. Up towards the big dam. And if they blow that dam, the water will come down here and take house, barn, and everything with it. And us, too.
Why we stop here, Cisco?
I'm trying to figure out what those gunshots meant that we just heard downriver, Pancho.
Somebody shoot for practice, Cisco.
I do not think so, amigo.
No?
The way those shots were spaced did not sound like practice to me.
Uh-huh.
Might be a good idea if we rode on down there to find out what they meant.
Who lived down there? Who?
I do not know who lives there now, Chico. He's not been in this county for some time. Mm. But Senor George Willard and his wife, Senora Donna, used to live there. Perhaps they still do.
Yes, you could say we'll ride down there. We'll ride down there, no?
See, we will. Wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait.
Riders, cross the river. Let's get back in the shadows of these trees. Yeah, back.
Come on, back. Loco, back.
There. Hold it.
Oh, Loco, I don't know back, Loco. I don't know back. They not see us, Cisco.
No, they did not. But those hombres are in a hurry to get wherever they are going.
They look like tough hombres, too.
Chances are they had something to do with that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
See, Pancho, we will go and find out what it meant. Come on, there.
Go. Find out what it meant. Go now. Go.
But, George, they wouldn't dynamite the dam, would they?
Yeah, no telling what them two would do, Donna. I wouldn't put it past them. We better get out of here. But if they do dynamite the dam and that water starts rolling down river, she's going to get here mighty fast. Come on now. Let's get a few things together and get out of here.
No. This is my home and I'm going to stay in it.
But Donna...
Besides, I don't believe they would dynamite that dam. I'd more likely think it was a trick they're up to. They just rode off far enough to make us think they'd left. And then when we come out...
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know, but what you're right.
I'm mighty sure I'm right.
Oh, here comes a couple of riders.
Oh, dear. Them two?
No.
Well, it don't make any difference who they are. They're probably just as bad. Let me get to that window with this rifle. I'll show them.
No, wait a minute, Donna.
Wait, nothing, the varmints.
Hold the shooting. Hold out.
Great snakes, give me that rifle, Donna. That's a Cisco kid and Pancho.
Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
What is this,
Senor George? I'm awful sorry, boys. I was the one that blasted away at you. I didn't recognize you.
There was no harm done, Senora.
That's a bullet in time, Senora. We found you, the old bullet's coming.
The fast-shooting pack rat was after George. So my trigger finger was kind of touchy, Cisco.
Once when I heard some shooting, so we rode here to see where it was. Who were the hombres, Senor George?
Names are Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin, Cisco. I saw him shoot down the old storekeeper in town.
Senor Fitch?
Yeah. Shot him down in cold blood.
Cisco and Pancho know, Senor Fitch.
Of course we know him. He was a kindly old man who never harmed a soul.
Now they want to get me, being a witness.
We see two hombres ride up river, Senor.
They took some dynamite out of our shed here. George thinks maybe they rode up river to dynamite the dam and let the water loose.
Yeah, afraid so.
Mother mia. That water would flood over these banks in no time at all.
That's right, it would.
Come on, Pancho. We may have time to get up the dam and stop them.
Dynamite.
Almost ready, Park. What do we do after we cut her off?
We ride back downriver in a hurry. Get Willard as he comes out of his house. He'll have to come out or be drowned.
Yeah, but I mean, what trail do we take? Take the river trail, this here water will get there ahead of us. If we have to leave the trail and ride around the big bluff.
We'll take the shortcut over the bluff. That'll get us there in plenty of time.
If Willard ain't already left.
He'll be there. You'll figure the safest place he can be is in that house of his.
There. It's all set to go, Park. That charge will blast the dam wide open.
Yeah. And send tons of water down that channel. All right. Light her up, Jenks.
Yep. Get ready to ride. There she goes.
Come on. Let's get back there fast.
To the dam, Cisco.
Should not be far if I remember correctly, amigo.
Oh, Santo, I've forgotten these big blocks. Hold him,
Who is big bluff?
This height of land that blocks our way. It means we must ride around it, Pancho, for at least a mile.
Pancho, think we ride up on the bluff, Cisco?
Would have been the thing to do if we had taken the other trail back there, but we did not.
Listen, Cisco.
Santo, the dynamite. Look up there in the bluff. The two hombres are riding back. Pancho, we are too late.
Not that for Cisco. We start as soon as we know.
See, but let us not waste words here, amigo. We must try to get back to the Senor's rancho before those hombres do. Come on, Diablo, get down.
Come on, Diablo, get down.
so, but I'm afraid we cannot. They have too good a start.
They look around, Chico. They're going to shoot.
Those coyotes. We'll give them something to think about, Pancho.
Hey, make them jump in the saddle, Chico.
We'll give them that something right now.
Chico, look at the water.
Madre mia, what a wall of water that is. We'll sweep everything before it. After the hour. Have ya.
Now we get on the hombre, Chico.
Hey, but not fast enough. There's the rancho, Chico.
Senor, senor, around your house.
Madre mia. We can just stop those killers in time. Yeah, here we are.
Look, Hapka.
Now we are getting on them, Pancho. I'll take the big one, Chico.
And the baby, all you want.
Right it down. Now we will see. Pancho,
get out of my way or I'll gun you down.
I got Willard, Park.
You got Pancho, hombre. Pancho, stop your Pancho.
Dad, I can't walk. I hurt my ankle.
Chico, that water's coming. I can't reach down on time.
You sure can, hombre.
Shut up. Juan, Tito, if you harm that senora, I will make you pay for it. Come on, Yoda.
Cisco, Cisco, you never made it. That water's too close.
I cannot leave the senora to drown the path of that flood.
George!
Pass the Diablo. Senora, stand up if you can. Try to stand up.
I don't know, Cisco.
You must. There's no time to stop. I'll have to pick you up as I ride by.
I can't. I just can't. The water.
And this time, it seems that Cisco is too late. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Waters of the Flood. Because he saw them shoot down the old storekeeper, Fitch, George Willard was marked for death by killers Park Sanders and Jenks Doolin. When he held them off from his home, they rode upriver and dynamited the dam to send the raging floodwaters downstream toward Willard's house. Arriving back on the scene barely ahead of the water, Cisco was forced to stop his attack on the killers and ride to the rescue of Willard's wife, Donna, who fell with a sprained ankle squarely in the path of the onrushing torrent. And now...
Senor, you must stand up. You must. It's your only chance.
I'll try, Cisco.
Well, now stand right where you are. Come on, Dilo. Where, Dilo? Come on, up. Out of the way of that water. Come on, get back.
Oh, Cisco, look, that water's taken our house, our building, everything.
Si, senor, but that cannot be helped now. The main thing is that you are not drowned. There, we are out of danger now. Oh, ho, ho.
Just go down at the Ponce's mouth, Chico.
Oh, it's a close call, Poncho.
Ooh.
Here, help the senora down, amigo.
She faint, Chico.
And I cannot say I blame her. Easy now, Poncho.
Uh-huh.
Let her fall to the ground.
Poncho got it, Chico. Easy, easy. Poor senora. Poncho found the senora with the sombrero.
Oh, what about the senor?
The bandidos take the senora away, Cisco. And Poncho tried to stop the bandidos, and one of them kicked Poncho in the face.
We can follow the tracks, Chico. First, we must take the senora to her friend.
And first, we find out who her friend is, Chico.
Say, I think I'd better leave that for you to do, Poncho, and start following those killers.
But Chico, Poncho...
I'm all right now, Cisco. You two go ahead.
But you are not all right, senora. With that sprained ankle, you cannot even walk.
You've got to find George.
Tell us the friends we can leave you with, and we will take you to them. Then we will try to find your husband.
Well, it's the Parsons. They live about a mile to the west.
And that is the way the trail of those banditos leads. Bueno, let us get started at once.
Enough up in the hills, Jenks.
Boy.
You, get out.
All right, go ahead. If you're going to kill me, get it over with.
Don't worry, Willard. We'll take care of you when the time comes. You sure he's tied good and tight, Jenks?
Ain't a chance in the world he can get away.
Come on over here. I want to talk to you.
I'd like to know what you're waiting for, Parks. Why don't we put that hombre Willard out of the way and be done with it?
You know who those hombres were that tried to stop us, Jenks?
No.
One of them was the Cisco Kid.
No.
The Cisco Kid. I've seen him before enough to know. Jenks, I'm just as good a man as Cisco, and I aim to prove it.
How?
I know how that Cisco Kid works. He's a tracker, Jenks. He's one of the best in the country. And he'll follow us up here. And I'm going to take that hombre prisoner and let him watch us kill Willard. So he'll know he's failed.
And after that?
Then we kill Cisco.
I don't know, Park. From things I've heard about Cisco, he ain't an easy hombre to tangle with. Might be better if we just got out of the country quick.
I'm saying what we'll do and what we won't do. And they say we're taking Cisco. Now, come on. Let's get over where we can watch our back track.
There's Donna sitting up on the porch.
Hey, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa! Howdy, Donna.
How do, Sheriff? Why ain't you and those men out trying to find my husband?
George? You mean he got drowned in that flood?
No, he didn't get drowned. He was carried off by a couple of two-legged rattlers named Park Sanders and Jake Doolin.
Well, I sure didn't know that. Did you boys? We knew about the dam being busted and your buildings being washed away. We thought you might have come here to Parsons. We come to offer our help.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Sheriff, but you better get going and see if you can help Cisco find George.
See if we can help who?
Cisco, the Cisco Kid. If it hadn't been for him coming along when he did, I'd be dead right now.
You mean Cisco's hunting for George?
Yeah, and them killers.
By thunder, I like that. Cisco tracking down a couple of killers in my county. Me not knowing anything about it.
Oh, there wasn't time to tell you, Sheriff. It all happened so suddenly.
In my county? All right, Donna. We'll start out after them killers. And if we come across that Cisco Kid, I'll run him out of the county. All right, come on, boy.
They leave the plain tracks, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. So plain that I'm beginning to wonder if they are not doing it on purpose.
Even Pancho followed that trail, Cisco.
They cannot be stupid enough to leave such a plain trail without knowing it.
Why they do it on purpose, huh?
Well, the only reason is that they want us to follow them.
To kill it too, huh?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Means that you and I must remain on the alert just that much more.
Pancho alert, Cisco. Pancho so alert, he jumped to that bird thing. Look, look, behind you, Cisco.
Huh? Oh, see, amigo. Looks to me like the sheriff and their posse. Let's wait for them to catch up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. What is this, Sheriff?
What is this, Sheriff?
You're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Yeah, that is what I am called, Sheriff.
And Pancho called Pancho, Sheriff.
I understand you're trailing Sanders and Doolin.
See, we are.
Now, it so happens that I'm sheriff of this here county. I don't like hombres like you horning in on my business. Now, you two go on. Vamos out of my county.
You go vamos yourself.
Pancho.
Do not say things like that.
Pancho.
To Pancho?
Sheriff, the life of Senor Willard is in danger, if indeed he is not already dead. It seems to me the main thing right now is to find those killers as soon as possible, regardless of whether you find them or Pancho and I find them.
I said get out of my county.
See, gladly, after we find the killers.
Either you're starting your way now or I'm putting the two of you under arrest.
You'll not put us under arrest.
No, I won't,
no,
eh?
No, you won't, eh?
We'll see. Oh, surround her, boys.
They got it, Cisco.
No, I do not think they have, Pancho. Follow me.
Up, Diablo. Get through there. Come on. Get away.
They have got away. Up, Diablo. Help.
For the narrow-minded sheriff I ever met.
He don't work, Cisco.
He said that the dignity of his office is more important than the life of a man.
Well, you have to tell now, Cisco, what to do.
There's only one way that trail could go, Pancho. And it's straight up toward the mountain. Because of the deep canyons on either side.
Yeah, to the mountain.
The only thing we can do now is to make a big circle on this trail and trust to luck that we can pick up the tracks of those bandits again. So, wait, Pancho, wait.
Wait, Pancho.
Go there, hold.
Hold. What's that, Cisco? What's that, Pancho?
Look.
Pancho, look.
Up there where I am pointing. Over to the right.
Over to the right.
At least someone is standing on the ledge.
Look at us.
No, he is not looking at us, amigo.
Hmm?
He's looking down on the trail, the one the sheriff and his posse have taken.
Yes, it's so far to see the hombre.
He's too far to see clearly, but I suspect that is one of the killers.
Mm-hmm.
What we must do is get above him and then work down from there.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, 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 go.
Hey, Park.
Yeah?
Some hombres brighten up.
Who is it? Cisco kid and that fat one?
Don't look like him to me. See? Down there?
No, that ain't Cisco. What's the sheriff and a posse, Jinx?
Yeah, I thought so.
Where in blazes is Cisco?
What do we do now? Get out of here?
No, we don't get out of here. I got a grudge against that sheriff, too. We'll gun him down.
I don't know,
Park. You'll do as I say.
All right, all right. Ain't any sense in keeping that Willard hombre anymore, is there?
No, blast it. I was sure Sick would be up here. All right, come on. We'll finish off Willard. Get up, Willard.
Oh.
I'm giving you your choice. Either you can walk off that ledge and drop down 500 feet, or you can stop one of these bullets.
You dirty coyote.
Come on, which will it be?
You ain't making me show no white feather.
Go on, gun him down, Park. Don't waste no more time on him.
Now, come to think of it. That posse might hear the shot. I'll shove him off that ledge.
No, you buzzard.
No. Come on, put your hook. Look out, Park. That's a little too late for that, Ulrich. Wait, wait.
How'd you get the other one this time, Cisco? 4 feet. Oh, I got him, Cisco.
Well, Pancho, but I have no time to notice right now. Just about one more hook. Minute. Or less, I can see what you have done.
Oh, wait, oh, wait. Here comes Cisco.
Hey, you're good. Thought you might appreciate it.
One more doing, Cisco. Just one more.
I'll see if you're all right, Pancho. Here it is.
Well, it's good, amigo, but let him go and untie Senor George. I'll take the hombre's gun.
See, Cisco. I should untie you, Senor George.
I thought I told you to get out of my county.
So you did, Sheriff.
That settles it. Grab him, boys.
I would think you would be more interested in taking these panteros.
Hey, grab him, I said.
Just a minute. Just a minute now. You don't know it, but Cisco here saved your life as well as mine.
What's that?
Yeah, these two hombres is going to dry gulch you after they pushed me off of that ledge. They'd have got you, too. I heard them talking about it.
Well,
how much you think your life worth, Sheriff? It worth thanks to Cisco for saving you? No?
All right, boys. All right, let him alone. Thanks, Cisco.
You are quite welcome, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, yeah. All right, come on, boys. Hustle up and get them prisoners hogtied. Yeah, we'll get them to jail.
Righted sheriff.
Do not judge him too harshly, senora. After all, his pride was hurt a little bit. That is natural.
Well, yeah, but we could do without him. Now, if only you run for sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, gracias, senora, but no.
You talk that way, senora. The sister will run for the sheriff. If he's gone, Pancho, you'll just run.
Well, anyway, my heartfelt thanks to you both. And when George and I find another place to live...
Which we hope you will find soon, senora.
Oh, we will. Don't worry about that. But when we find that place, you're to come and pay us a nice long visit.
With breakfast in the bed, no?
Pancho, Pancho.
Yes, sir, I'll serve you breakfast in bed.
Pancho just makes a joke to the other. But Pancho doesn't forget neither. Sleep and then eat and then eat and then sleep. Pancho remember that, senora.
Hey, Pancho.
He's nice to ride like this. Go where we want to.
Hey, he's very nice, Chico. Uh-huh. If we could not ride where we please, when we please, we would be very unhappy.
That's not like Pancho's cousin in the low Porfirio.
It's not like Porfirio?
Nah. Porfirio not like to ride around. Porfirio like to do something where he make a lot of money.
Well, it is sometimes a good idea. Tell me, Pancho, is Porfirio working on that idea now?
Yeah. Not right now, Cisco. But he tell Pancho he's getting ready to make a big cleanup.
Oh, getting his plans ready.
See? Porfirio tell Pancho he make the big cleanup next week when the circus come to the town.
So Porfirio is going to work for the circus?
He work for the circus and make the big cleanup.
Well, what is he going to do, amigo?
Porfirio go to watch the elephant.
Oh, Pancho.
No, he's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Honcho by Harry Lang.